Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Lantronics, maker of the X-Print server. Print from your iPad, your iPhone, or any iOS device to virtually any printer. For more information, visit xprintserver.com/twit and enter the code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a fun-filled episode 26 of i5 for the iPhone. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is the show where we pick five of the best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and pass them along to you. I know your time is precious, so let's get right into it. Number one. A few months ago, Twitter bought a not-yet-launched app called Vine. A lot of people were like, what's it going to be? What do they do that for? Well, it's finally available to the public for free on iOS. All right, so what's Vine do and how is it a good fit for Twitter? The app describes itself in the iTunes store as the best way to see and share life in motion. Create short, beautiful, looping videos in a simple and fun way for your friends and family to see. All right, so getting started is really easy. Once you have your account up and running, you press and hold to record a video. And then when you lift your finger, then the video stops. You can do this as many times as the progress bar allows till you're out of time. And then your video creation will post to your feed and appear in any other feeds of users who follow you. The video loops, too, so it can be kind of mesmerizing or really kind of annoying, depending on the videographer. Audio is captured, too, and I've had some mixed results with that. Takes a couple tries to get the hang of it.
Here's one. Here's two. Oh, a new TV.
Now, people really want to call Vine the short, loopy video version of Instagram. And it does work in much the same way. You follow people, they follow you. You like or comment on each other's creations. You can explore videos by user or hashtag. We've seen this before. And I don't want to discount Vine as yet another app that wants to make video the new photo, but that's kind of what it seems like to me. The concept is cool. It's fun to use. But video is a commitment to watch. I don't see myself spending a ton of time watching other people's Vines, especially since the quality varies so wildly. You know what Vine needs? Filters. I'm only half kidding. Number two, we've got a new i5 video contributor, everybody. Her name is Judy. She likes to cook. She also likes cats. And she really likes to stay organized. Hit it.
Hey, Sarah, my name's Judy. These are my cats, Ruby and Tuesday, and have I got an app for you.
It's called AnyList. And yes, it's a grocery list, but you can have multiple lists. So I use it for either store-specific or gift ideas, because you can create your own categories. So I used it for Christmas to show what I was getting all my relatives and where. But when you use it for a grocery list, not only can you have multiple lists, but if you go to the recipes area, you have saved recipes, popular, blah, 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 by publisher, all the blogs you could ever want. And if you find one that you like, hey, cupcakes. Then you look at the different cupcakes. Dolce di latte frosting, that looks good. You can see the full recipe on the blog. You can add the ingredients onto your shopping list. And then when you go back to your list, the ingredients are there. It tells you what recipe it's for and gives you a link back so you can read the recipe and follow along. So it adds everything on there. It's everything you could possibly want all together, and it works really, really well.
Thank you, Judy. AnyList. Wow. I love having the multiple list option. The recipes are really easy to search through, and I really, really like having an instant ingredient list on hand. How many times have you come home from the store because you committed the recipe to memory and you forgot one very crucial ingredient? Story of my life. Wouldn't happen with AnyList. Great pick, Judy. And it's free. Number three. Got an email from Eric Wielander, who has an app he built for you and me. He writes, Along with being an iOS developer for years, I've always loved to travel. But packing for any type of trip was slow and inefficient. It's so easy to forget that one key item like a charger and have to waste money buying another replacement on the road. On the other hand, it's easy to overpack and lug around extra weight or bags as you travel. Packing lists on apps or paper help a lot, but making them from scratch can take forever. As an app dev, I went to the drawing board to try and craft a solution to this problem. I created Stow. Okay, Eric, I love an app developer who likes traveling, so let's take a look at this. What's nice is if I'm going camping or on a beach trip or a business trip, Stow will populate my packing list with items I may need to pack, even if I haven't thought of them yet. I can add or delete items, of course, but it's a nice base to start from. Do I have access to laundry? How long will I be gone? All of that info helps Stow help me pack better. I love this idea because I've done a lot of traveling in my life, and I'm an overpacker. If you're also an overpacker, or you find yourself constantly forgetting to pack things, maybe Stow is the organizational app that you need. It is $1.99 in the App Store, and thanks for making it, Eric. Let's take a moment to thank our sponsor, Lantronix, maker of the XPrint server. Quick, what's the best way to print a document or file from this iPhone here? I bet a lot of you would say, ugh, that's impossible. It's not compatible. I have this printer, it doesn't work with my phone, it sucks. I have a solution for you because XPrint Server enables wireless printing from your iPad, your iPhone, or your iPod Touch. No apps, no software you have to install, and best of all, it works with a USB or network printer you already use. Over 4,000 compatible printers, in fact. You just open it, plug it in, and you print. The Home Edition is $99 and supports up to 8 USB and 2 network printers. For unlimited network printers, you'll want the Network Edition for $199. Perfect for a home or office and includes many network admin features like Active Directory support. You've got printers, you've got iOS devices, and now they are all compatible. So go to xprintserver.com/twit for more information and to go ahead and buy. We've also got a special offer for you. Use the coupon code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order. Remember, that's xprintserver.com/twit, and at checkout, enter the coupon code TWIT. Number 4. Got a duh tip from Cam, who writes, in Google Maps, I found a gesture that allows you to zoom in and out with one hand. Simply double tap, hold, and swipe up or down to zoom in and out. I found that very useful when I'm walking to be able to do things with only one hand. Yeah, Cam, thanks. I did not realize that this was possible. It's kind of like pinching and zooming in or out, but double tap hold does work. News to me. Thank you, dude. Cam also has a question. I can't seem to find the answer to it, so I'm asking all of you i5 Army. Do we know if there's a way to rename a saved location from Google Maps in iOS, like mom's house or the office instead of just the street address? If so, please do write us at i5@twit.tv. Finally, number 5, a little PSA for anybody with an iPhone who cares very much about not losing said iPhone. If you haven't already downloaded an app called Find My iPhone, you must. And it's gotten an update recently, so it's better than ever. The deal is you lose your iPhone, or your iPod Touch, or your iPad, or your Mac, but we'll use iPhone for the purposes of discussion here. Then you sign in to Find My iPhone on another iOS device to locate it. It works great. What's new is handy driving directions if you've got a bit of tracing back to do to find that iPhone that you may have left a couple miles away, especially in an unfamiliar area. You also have the option to play a sound on the iPhone if you think you're nearby and you want it to reveal itself, or display a number on the iPhone to contact you in case a Good Samaritan ends up with it. Or, if it's not a Good Samaritan or you're just uneasy, erase everything on the iPhone in case of emergency. It's really an app you can't afford not to have because things happen. In fact, I used Find My iPhone to track down my phone that had fallen out of my pocket in a bush in a park a couple years back. Would not have found it otherwise. I can be certain of that. Now, the device has to be powered on in order to be found. So if you lose your iPhone in the wilderness and the batteries run out, or a thief turns your iPhone off, you're out of luck. Still, think of this app as insurance. Free insurance. Thanks to all of you for watching, listening, and telling a friend about our little show. If you like to auto-download this show every week, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you'll find all of our app and story links, too. Email us questions, tips, and app ideas to i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.